We have these beautiful images for Christmas from the Gospels. Matthew and Luke's birth narratives of angels, shepherds, and kings. A single phrase in John's prologue this morning sums up the scandal of Christ's birth. Kai ho logos sarx egeneto, kai eskenosen en humin. And the Word became flesh and pitched tent among us. This scandal still stalks us and evokes anger and incredulity when we think about it deeply. I see the impact of the scandal in an innocent cartoon on Facebook, making the point that Jesus could not have been born without Mary's yes. God needed Mary. God needed a woman to do his will of being born. The usual cries go up in the comments that God needs no one because, immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Except, of course, much more forceful and slightly less charitable, as is wont on the internet. We see it in the constant waving of the Happy Holiday versus Merry Christmas flags. I wish people a blessed Christmas, translating the Gesegende de Kersfeest I grew up with, and present in all our local languages as a wishing for blessedness. Even with that in the South African culture, a few years ago there was a huge scandal over Christmas, when the Southern Cross, our national Catholic newspaper, published a Christmas edition with a full-colour Renaissance Maria Lactans on the cover. Apoplexy ensued in the letters column. Why, I don't know, for it is common in our churches to see mothers plugging in their fussy children for a feed and blessed contentment during Mass. We cannot get our heads around. The Word became flesh and pitched tent among us. We cannot get our heads around the fact that baby Jesus certainly did make crying as the cattle were lowing. Shakespeare touches on this reality in Twelfth Night, summing up the temporary existence of the flesh and its first role. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts, his acts being seven ages. At first the infant, mewling and puking in the nurse's arms. And yes, imagine Jesus mewling and puking in Mary's arms. Colicky, icking up the milk just nursed from her bosom. He pitched tent into our colicky existence. This fills us with such a blow of contradiction that we have difficulty holding it all together. It is a scandal. The reproduction of the painting of the breastfeeding Mary caused scandal. It is a pity that any expression of goodwill arising from Christmas causes scandal, because it's not my wish of goodwill for Christmas. That cartoons caused such scandal without the other necessary reaction to the scandal of the incarnation. Delight. Delight at being understood by the immortal, invisible, God only wise, who in the eternal Word did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but humbled himself, becoming as we are. As Paul sings in Philippians 2 verse 6, Paul got it. The delight in God who renders himself vulnerable out of an overwhelming and delighted love for us. What God is in the life of the Godhead, the eternal Trinity, dancing a dance of love as the one who, being three, is totally and unfathomably alien to us. We are not immortal, invisible, omniscient, We throw the concepts around but cannot fathom what the experience of those things are. Because we are mortal, visible, and some more visible than others, speaking for myself, and limited in our understanding. The act of God's overwhelming and delighted love for us leads the eternal Word to embrace this very mortality, visibility, and human limitation, pitching his tent in the world of the transient, the unpredictable, and the vulnerable. We are invited to delight in a God who delights to be nurtured and brought to adulthood in a human family. We are invited to delight in a God who discovered the joy of chewing his toes and blowing spit bubbles. We are invited to respond to the incarnation in the only true human response to an infant, the desire and delight in nurturing and protecting. No matter what the nappies, which some of you call diapers, contain. For as we learn to delight in the one who pitched his tent among us in such staggering vulnerability, the vulnerability of the divine image in us is nursed. No matter what sin stains the diapers, the delight of God in our growth and the nurture and forgiveness of that other most vulnerable moment in Jesus' life, his dying, will bring to us divine integrity planned for each one of us. To repudiate the words vulnerability in the incarnation is to ignore him tented in our midst, in our vulnerability, and in the vulnerable of the earth. Delight reveals him to us in the lives of others. Delight nurtures and brings to maturity. Delight makes this Christmas merry and blessed. Delight lets us see that immortal, invisible, is God wise enough to tent among us, that we may delight at our liberation to freedom as the children nurtured in turn by God, hid from our eyes, and also revealed in the vulnerable. What a delightful scandal, and have a delightful Christmas. Amen.